Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I haven't had a good dose of the truth about guns in a little bit, so let's do a weekly recap and let's talk to the editor-in-chief of the truth about guns, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
So, I'm sure you have been a busy, busy person.
We have been busy here. It's been quite the week. Going back to, of course, the continuing aftermath of the shooting at Texas Church. And then John Trump went to the range and decided to put some photos up on Instagram. I got people going. Don Trump Jr., I should say.
Yeah. Now is Donald Trump Jr. the one that dates Kimberly Guilfoyle?
I believe that they are an item.
Yeah, okay.
As they used to say.
Well, let's kick off with this because I really love a pretentious person that has no idea what they're talking about, but they may be fairly well known because of something they do. And let's talk about Tom's shoes.
Happy to talk about Tom's shoes. Some of your listeners may know Tom's as the company that makes those Chinese slipper-looking things lots of women.
They're sort of like espadrilles, I think they would call them.
Yeah, they very much are. They're flat shoes made of mostly canvas, and they're worn frequently by women in yoga pants. And one of their sales pitches is, I think, that for every pair of shoes they sell, I think they give away a pair of shoes in some impoverished country somewhere.
Right.
But after the borderline bar shooting in Thousand Oaks last year, which apparently was close to Tom's headquarters, Tom took it upon themselves to get into the gun control business. And committed $5 million of their funds to getting background checks. Ending gun violence together is what they call it. Tom's is giving $5 million to organizations across the country committed to ending gun violence. You can take action now by telling your representative to pass universal background checks, something more than 90% of Americans agree on. And they had a little thing on their website where you could click and send a postcard to your representatives and senators, things like that. But that was then, and this is now. And what Tom's has found out since is that companies should really focus on their core business rather than getting into vanity political causes that the CEO may like or favor or whatever. Because since then, they have been taken over by their creditors. Tom's can't apparently meet an upcoming obligation on a note that's due next year, and the CEO is out, and the creditors are taking over, and I'm guessing that Tom's is probably out of the gun control business.
And out of the shoe business, too.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to continue to operate. Apparently, the creditors are going to cash into the business and keep the company going. They're apparently not going to file bankruptcy.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still going to, I think, continue to sell shoes, which is their business. They need to design shoes that people want to buy, sell them to people who want to buy them, and do that as much as they can, and hopefully make a return on investment for the people that own the company, rather than committing big chunks of cash to causes that have nothing to do whatsoever with putting shoes on people's feet.
Now, I don't pay enough attention to this to know the answer to this, but is there any conservative business analog where they get out there and they get so wrapped up in the virtue signaling that they lose sight of what put them in place in the first place to where they lose control of their business? Do we know of anything like that?
You know, I don't know of one. I'm sure there are businesses that contribute to conservative causes. I don't know if they get the publicity that a company like Tom's is. I mean, we heard about this back in 2018 and wrote about it. And we've, of course, heard about similar efforts from, of course, Dick's Sporting Goods and a variety of other companies that love to do this kind of thing and squander their investors' cash. Whichever side of the political spectrum you're on, in my opinion, it's wrong. The company exists to make money, to sell its products, to create a return on investment for its owners. If it's a privately owned company and somebody wants to do that, wonderful. But this apparently was a company that wasn't self-funded. The CEO was beholden to the company's creditors, and he took a big chunk of its cash and threw it away on a political effort rather than selling shoes, rather than figuring out a way to make shoes more attractive, make them more cheaply, whatever. He's throwing away company assets. And, you know, in a public company like a Dick's, that has been cause of, you know, that can be the cause of shareholder lawsuits for breach of fiduciary duty.
I've heard the CEO of Dick's is the biggest shareholder.
He is. But, I believe he owns almost 60% of the company. But that doesn't mean he's still a public company.
Yeah. So
he still has shareholders to answer to and all the attendant responsibilities thereof.
The only Dick's that I have ever seen on a regular basis that is a standalone store is right. It shares a building with a Best Buy here in Greenville, South Carolina. And when you drive up on the Best Buy, it looks like it's Black Friday every day. And when you look at the Dick's parking lot, it looks like Night of the Comet. It's just crickets chirping and, you know, just you can see some people on the side parked over there. And it's gotten so deserted now they're using the parking lot as a lover's lane.
Yeah, we've got a Dick's here fairly close to me, and we have an Academy store, which is a Texas-based, very similar.
We have Academy here. Yeah, we have Academy here.
I think they're based in San Antonio, and they still sell guns, and they still sell ammo, and they still sell hunting gear, and this is just anecdotal, but the parking lots are much more full in the Academy lots than they are in the Dick's lots.
In 2013, when we had that panic buying, the only ones around here that were selling guns on a regular basis were Academy, and people were going there and buying the DPMS Oracles and selling them on selling them online for $2,000. But they were a big box store that was moving guns and moving a lot of them. I think they've taken AR-15s off the shelf, but not ever quit selling them. And I guess that was just because, really, truly, these guys are, a lot of them seem to be somewhat cowardly whenever something happens and they're like, I don't know if they're going to like if we do this. So they're trying, whatever it is. We're coming up on the next break, coming up on the first break, and truthaboutguns.com. Now, this is a website that when breaking news is happening, they're going to be the first. The first. And that's a pretty big boast to be able to constantly put out, which is what they do. They have a team of writers. They have a bunch of contributors. And they cover the entire spectrum of the discipline. So check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back.
35 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And let's talk a little bit about the March for Our Lives. That was the pre-Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. Greta was just, she was probably in sixth grade at the time. This happened or whatever she was doing at the time. But yeah, March for Our Lives, of course, sprung up after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting. And even back then, it became quickly obvious, despite what you were reading in the media, that this was not the doing of a bunch of iPhone-wielding high school students who got together in somebody's garage and cooked up this anti-gun operation. There were articles not long afterwards. We ran one, of course, but we were referencing one, a couple of articles, one in particular from the Daily Beast. They didn't hide it at all. That listed the people who were the actual movers and shakers behind March for Our Lives. And these were a number of Hollywood people and, political operatives and organizers, very experienced people. They just used the Emma Gonzalez's and David Hogg's of the world as a little veneer to make it look like this was just a plucky bunch of kids who, were rising up after the horror that happened at their school, which of course was a horror, and this whole anti-gun operation was just birthed from that. That was garbage. Now, the Washington Free Beacon, Stephen Gutowski, has gotten a hold of March for Our Lives' tax return, and it turns out that over the last year, they've taken in $17.8 million in contributions. Mm. Of course, they would want you to think that those are just little $10 and $25 contributions sent in by moms and concerned parents and kids, you know, who are emptying their piggy banks all over the country, sending it in because they don't, you know, they want to keep their kids safe, and all they want to do is be safe from gun violence. Well, it turns out that of that $17.8 million they took in, 95% of it, $16.9 million was made up of 36 contributions. And they were in amounts between $100,000 and $3.5 million. Now, these dark money type contributions don't have to be disclosed. They don't have to disclose who these people were. But these were obviously extremely wealthy movers and shakers, the kinds of people who fund the gun control pushes in places like Washington State, Virginia, places like that. I'm sure Mr. Bloomberg was among that. If somebody wrote a check for $3.5 million, you know, Michael Bloomberg carries out his pocket change. So, again, it just goes to show that March for Our Lives, very much like the origin myth behind Every Time for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, it's all astroturf. It's all a lie. It's all a it's all garbage. That's a myth that is pushed by the compliant media, who would like nothing more than for you to think that that the support for gun control in this country is very broad and very deep, when it's anything but.
What has become of Emma Gonzalez? Do we know?
No. No, the only person who seems to, the only one of the Parkland Funky Bunch that ever pokes his head up anymore is David Hogg. Apparently his studies at Harvard don't keep him busy enough. He tweets occasionally about a variety of things, mostly gun control and the upcoming election. And he's been active in the last couple of days talking about the impending war with Iran and things like that too. So,
well, I don't know why he
has lots of time on his hands still.
Yeah, he's in that draft age, isn't he?
I would expect so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if
there's not going to be a draft.
No, of course there's not going to be a draft, and I don't know if during Vietnam, I don't know if they being in college would get you out of the draft or not. But no, all this hysteria is ludicrous. There's not going to be a draft now. There was during either the Gulf Wars, Afghanistan, Iraq. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, volunteers are much better fighters than people conscripted.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean,
demonstrated time and again.
But they'll keep on mewling about that. Has he been mewling about that? That he's now he faces the possibility of losing his entire future due to the orange man bad doing a bad thing and killing a bad guy.
I'm sure he's all exercised about that and horrified that we killed an innocent person like Rand's terror master, who was sure just out for an evening drive when we sent a missile through his car.
That guy was just dumb.
He just got used to acting with impunity, and he got complacent.
Well, he should have known when they sent a QRF from the Marine Corps there, and when they activated, they knew that, they had a brigade of paratroopers ready to leave at Fort Bragg, and they weren't going to take the scenic route, and they were going to come in there, and the only thing worse than having the Marines come is when you got to fly a bunch of paratroopers a long way, and then they got to jump out and fight. They're going to be mad. They're going to be mad when that happens. And when they didn't take that in consideration and all that other fun stuff, and then they decided to ride around in a car, dude was begging for a Hellfire.
Yeah, and he got one.
Yes, he did.
Some Air Force airman somewhere in the U.S. with a joystick in his hand pressed the button and ended that whole threat. So there you go.
Some guy who excelled at that Microsoft Flight Simulator, wasn't it? Yeah,
I suppose.
Some kid that did that kind of thing. So now, is the March for Our Lives, will that have to reconstitute, or as these children age?
Oh, they'll keep going on, and I'm sure that at some point, they will hire David Hogg. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to work for them. I mean, as their public face, and they probably have some of the other Parkland kids working for them. I just don't keep close enough tabs to know who's operating that thing on a daily basis. But
I know this is a cheap shot, but they need to feed the kid a sandwich because his head looks ginormous on his little itty bitty body. He looks like an ugly, sour-faced bobblehead. We're coming up on the next break. You can find the story about the March for Our Lives and everything else, the dark money that's going to them, at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find that and many other stories in an archive going back years and years and years. Go check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Cathy and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights, and this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi. Dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11, and none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to move forward with an impeachment trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, from the truthaboutguns.com, is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. We're talking about what's been going on there. Have you ever seen a movie, Dan, called The Dead Don't Die? With Bill Murray. Have you seen that yet?
Sounds kind of zombie-ish.
It is zombie-ish. It's very zombie-ish. It's a Jim Jarmusch film. It's a zombie movie. What can I tell you? But this reminds me of this article that I saw on the Truth About Guns, where I would imagine this was one of the reasons that the New Virginia state legislator said we got to have more gun control, because Virginia Beach, which was a site of a rampage shooting, instead of letting them tap dance in the blood of the people that this happened to in Virginia Beach, they have joined the state's sanctuary movement.
Yes, they have. And you're right. That was the event that precipitated the whole anti-gun movement in Virginia. When the Virginia Beach shooting happened in a municipal building, in Virginia Beach is the state's, I think, largest city in Virginia. That's when Governor Ralph Kuhnman Northam went on a rampage and proposed a whole raft of gun control measures. Now, at the time, of course, both houses of the legislature were controlled by Republicans by narrow majorities. Since then, those have flipped to narrow Democrat majorities, and the Democrats have made absolutely no bones about their intent to impose a whole raft of gun control measures, not least of which are red flag orders, assault weapons bans, including actual possession of guns, which means confiscation, and all kinds of other measures as well. And their legislative session starts, I believe, on Friday or Monday. It's coming up soon. And as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, that has started the whole sanctuary movement in Virginia, you know, which first started back in Illinois and has really caught fire in Virginia in a big way, where 95% of the counties and cities in the state have declared themselves sanctuaries, Second Amendment sanctuaries. But the fact that Virginia Beach, the site of the actual shooting, has now done so, that's news. That's the real thing. And I'm sure that's getting attention in Richmond as well, and making people nervous there. I certainly would hope so. Not that it's going to likely to stop them. I'm sure they're going to enact every bill they possibly can and do it with probably lightning speed.
Yeah.
But it'll then be fought out in the courts over time, and we shall see. And we'll see how far the Virginia government wants to press things in terms of enforcement of these laws.
What do you think happens if he decides to? Now, we've already gotten a statement from the Adjutant General of the of Virginia, of the National Guard, and because there have been a couple of legislators. Don't you love the way they characterize it when one legislator will stand up and say, "I think they should call out the National Guard," and that becomes the legislative body calls for using the National Guard. Have you ever noticed that? How we just round it up to the entire body?
Yeah.
But he did think enough of this to make a statement, and he's going to, you know, do you think he's going to be put on the spot?
I think that he is going to resist being pulled into that any way that he possibly can. I certainly wouldn't want to if I were him. And
yeah.
I don't think he wants any part of enforcing those laws.
I think we should start pushing the whole slave rhetoric. I think we should say that these guys are wishing to enslave Virginia by banning guns and do all this other stuff, and just let that rhetoric sink in for a minute. Because normally, you know what they do is they do this stuff. They when they're losing the argument, which I'm not saying we're losing the argument. I just want to turn the, you know, I want to let them play by their rules. Whenever they're losing the argument, they'll get out there and, you know, call somebody a racist while we're talking about the price of tap water. Then you become racist because I'm losing the argument. I think we ought to employ. I still find some of these Second Amendment advocates to just be a little bit too polite.
They can be, and that's very Alinsky of you to make them operate by their own set of rules. They don't like that, as we noted in a social media post the other day. These people, they held a budget meeting in Northern Virginia, a series of them around the country. But one of our writers covered one in Northern Virginia where they were talking about the upcoming budget for Virginia, under which the governor proposes hiring 18 people to help manage the assault weapons ban he plans on enacting. And that drew a standing room only crowd of people talking to Virginia state delegates and telling them how they thought that was an extremely bad idea. And it seems that these delegates don't like when citizens show up and tell them how much they object to having their rights infringed upon by their actions. They don't like hearing it from actual everyday people. But hear it, they did.
They should look at that as a gift because, I mean, Virginia is still trying to do this the peaceful way.
Yes,
but I do hope America has learned the lesson of staying home when you should go vote. They've learned that lesson.
Absolutely. And this all goes back to that. Yeah, apparently from a number of people I've talked to in Virginia, this all goes back to apparent disarray among the Republican Party in the state of Virginia, where they didn't even have candidates running in some races against incumbents or in open seats. And I don't know how you can even, I don't know what kind of a party, how that even happens. I mean, that's insane. They lost control of both those houses, through at least that at least contributed to the loss, because a lot of people didn't get out and vote or they didn't have somebody to vote for. Well, now, as the famous man once said, elections have consequences, and now we have to deal with that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I do hope they learn that very valuable lesson. So we'll see what we get out of that and all this other stuff. There's going to be a bunch of people that we would normally see at SHOT Show that are going to Virginia. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, because on the 20th is the Virginia Citizens Defense League lobby day at the Capitol. And that is projected to attract thousands of people, literally thousands of people. And it normally gets hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 or 2, but
yeah,
it could be 10,000, maybe more people there on the front lawn of the Capitol. And that will be an impressive sight to see.
Let me get you to hold on if you would be so kind, and we are going to, continue on with this as we go along. Truthaboutguns.com. All this stuff is there. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away. Afraid to say. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor in chief from the truthaboutguns.com. And, apparently in Virginia, they also have a prohibition about carrying guns in a church, huh?
They do. And one delegate wants to do something about that. He's introduced a law that would, or a bill that would repeal that prohibition, as have other people around the country. I think there's one in Georgia and a couple of other states. It's amazing what that video can do or has done and will probably continue to do for some time as people see what armed self-defense really looks like and the lives that can be saved by having a good guy with a gun where he needs to be.
I still haven't heard anything definitive about whether this guy, you know, at first blush you would think listening to the stuff about him he would be quote-unquote, prohibited person. Do we know anything about him? Was he a felon?
We do know that he was charged with all kinds of felonies. I never saw any information that indicated he was convicted. My understanding is he was, in fact, a prohibited person, but I could never find information, specific information about what crime he was convicted with, what felony that that would have made him prohibited. My understanding, though, is he was prohibited. So then the question becomes, where did he get the gun? And I have not heard that yet either. And I assume that that's probably because they don't know.
The other thing that I've been seeing regarding that, as far as that, is I've been seeing all these guys stepping up. I saw Bloomberg get out there and say, guns should only be in the hands of the police. They know how and when to shoot, and average people should not have guns in public.
Yeah, he made that very clear. He said it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place. Despite what everyone saw happened in that video in that church that weekend. The fact is, people like Michael Bloomberg have demonstrated time and time again that they have utter disdain for the average American. I think they have a visceral dislike for the average American, and they don't trust the average American to choose their own food or sugary drinks let alone carry a firearm. And the idea of the average Joe or Jane carrying a weapon, carrying a firearm, I think utterly terrorizes them. And you've seen that in his reaction, in things that Joe Biden has said. Of course, you know, he ridiculed the Texas law that allowed Jack Wilson to be carrying that day. Elizabeth Warren has been come out against lots of presidential candidates on the Democrat side have said that, and so have a lot of others. They're basically burying their heads in the sand and sticking fingers in their ears, screaming la 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 la. You know, don't pay attention to what you see. Listen to me. Nobody belongs. Nobody needs a gun.
See, I look at that incident. I look at that incident in that church as the same thing as if Bigfoot walked into the Smithsonian. Okay? And simply because, you know, here we have the proof that somehow inexplicably got covered by the news. And then the video got put up in various locations, and people have been seeing it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've gone so far as to critique the first offender who got, unfortunately, shot and killed.
Right.
Because I was like, I thought in a gunfight you went left or right to get off the X. You know, that's what I've trained to do. So,
So. Well, and it got covered because they couldn't do otherwise. That video was out there for everyone to see. Millions of people see. Literally millions of people saw it on our website. It became the single post with the most traffic in our history. Lots of people saw that. So the mainstream media had to cover it. They knew that that their readers would have seen it. They knew that. I mean, the officials on the ground in Texas were talking up Mr. Wilson and what he'd done, and they couldn't. There was no way to elide that or to slide past the fact they had to talk about it. So that's what, again, that's why we wrote at the time that is the gun controller's worst nightmare, and this is why it's having its effect. That's why you're seeing a bill introduced in Virginia to repeal the ban on guns in churches. That's why you're seeing it in other states as well, and I'm sure you'll see it in more places. And it will be interesting to get people on the record voting against it after what people will have seen happen in the West Freeway Church of Christ.
Won't this also lead to a demand for teachers to be armed?
That's a logical extension. Again, you know, it all goes back to, you know, when seconds count, police are minutes away, or the school resource officer is standing outside listening to people scream and die. You know, you need people who are there at the moment, who can save, do something and save lives. And throwing chairs or rocks or whatever won't always do it. You need somebody who can respond. You need a good guy with a gun. And that's really what's going to save lives in situations like that. And it certainly did in Texas. It's done it before. We just have never had such clear, incontrovertible evidence of it like we do now.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I don't know about you, but if I had me a nice bucket of river rocks, there's not a whole lot I cannot do because those things are big and heavy and round.
Yes, they are.
I would expect to see, I'm looking at this event, and I think this is the one that is the icebreaker, if you will.
You think so?
Because it's not so much, it's never been about me and you, because we've always known this stuff, and it's never been about them, because we knew that they were going to, they're always going to say, well, you didn't see what you think you saw. But it's going to be the ones that are not really engaged that saw this and they're like, wow, there's clear-cut evidence that actually works. Being armed, the good guy with a gun, that actually works. They can't erase that now. They can get out there and say what they want to say, but now this is just like the impeachment thing. This takes on the same air as the impeachment thing where they're saying, well, you didn't really see what you think you saw. Oh, really? I just saw a guy shoot a bad guy from across the room after he shot two good guys and stopped the carnage right then and there. What do you think I think I saw? What are you thinking I thought I should have seen or something? I think this sort of turns against them.
Yeah, I think it does. And the average person who's not a gun owner, who's never really thought about buying a gun, is going to look at that video and put themselves in one of those pews and think about what they would want to happen had they been there. You know, would they want someone to be able to defend them as Jack Wilson and all those other armed people did? Would they want that ability themselves to have a gun just in case? You know, it's going to make a lot of people think who hadn't thought about it before, and that visual evidence makes an impression that reading things just won't convey in the same way.
Yeah, especially the part where the other six people that drew weapons didn't shoot the guy, because they've always been told that, you know, we just shoot left and right and willy nilly and whatever else, but.
Yeah,
we're about to run out of time. We got one more week where Dan will join me here, and then we'll be talking. We'll probably be recording a segment in Las Vegas, which I'm looking forward to that. I don't think we've ever. Well, we sat down at dinner one time and we didn't get to talk because everybody else was louder. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next. Jay Jacobson, the CEO of Franklin Armory. If you haven't been paying attention, well, you're about to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.